Good morning, my brothers and sisters. Today's message, Growing in Faithfulness, is going to come from Hebrews 5:11 through 6, verses 1 and 2. Let's pray. May God be gracious to us, and may His face shine upon us. May His way be known on the earth, and His saving power among all people. In Jesus' name, amen. Now, over my years as a Christian, or even just as a human being, I've come to understand that the life of a Christian is one of personal activity and growth. The Bible gives examples of this in Romans 12, verse 2, 1 Corinthians 9, verse 24, Galatians 5, verses 22 and 23, and Ephesians chapter 4, verses 15. To be transformed, to run to win the prize, to develop the fruit of the Spirit, and to grow up. As you can notice, all of these are activities. That means that there must be some active effort on our part as Christians in order to grow in the things of God. To remain idle or to fail to grow is a dangerous condition for any Christian. The Bible teaches that this important principle in the letter to the Hebrews. The letter was written to those who had already obtained a basic understanding of the plan of God. The Bible admonishes to grow in faithfulness by going beyond the basics, the first principles of the ordinance of God, which is found in Hebrews 5:12, to solid food needed by the mature Christian is as relevant today as it was to the early church. The new Christian, being unskilled in the word of righteousness, Hebrews 5:13, is not able to apply the proper verses to situations arising in his or her Christian life. Hebrews 6:1-2 refers to six basic doctrines as milk of God's word, important for laying the foundation of our faith. After the words of the key verse, the Bible states these basic doctrines as repentance from dead works and of faith towards God, of the doctrine of baptism and the laying on of hands, and of the resurrection of the dead and of eternal judgment. These elementary teachings are the foundation for the solid food that the mature Christian needs. When the Bible speaks of leaving the elementary principles and going beyond to maturity, it speaks of using God's word with more understanding and being able to apply the word of God to properly distinguish good from evil or right from wrong. The Bible says solid food is for the mature Christian who by constant use have trained themselves to distinguish good from evil. Hebrews 5:14. The solid food goes beyond distinguishing good from evil. It includes the determination to choose the good and reject the evil, whatever the cost. Going on to maturity means going on to completeness. It is being conformed to the image of His Son, says Romans 8:29. That's the type of life God intends for us to live. This growing in faithfulness is towards an understanding of the deep things of God, which does not necessarily mean complexity and shadows or verses that are too difficult to understand. Rather, it is referring to an understanding of the underlying principles of God's word. This kind of growth includes ever-increasing faith and to the end by being followers of them who through faith and patience inherit the promise. Hebrews 6:12. Now, I will close this message to grow in faithfulness by showing that the end result of the watering of truth can either be fruitful and a blessing to God, or it can produce thorns and thistles, worthless growth, like the story of the sower in Matthew 13:3. So let us be diligent in our growing in faithfulness. Thank you for listening, and God bless you.